didn't do a good job. He shifted on the weak side. They had 40 points in the paint. We were shifting late, and then once the ball got kicked out or closed out, so we had our hands down, and they were able to hit some threes.
What about Trey there in the first quarter, really showing up and showing off?
Yeah. You know, obviously he has the ability to, you know, play on the perimeter and make shots. He made plays, you know, and then kind of cooled off a little bit, but, you know, that's the nature of the game. You know, he showed the ability to step out and shoot and play, and he'll be fine for the role.
How beneficial is it to mix him in with some of the rookies to get a feel of what it's like?
Oh, it's great. It gives him the ability to lead, you know. I said it the other day, he's the quote-unquote old guy, even though he's 20, leading the younger guys that are actually older than him. So he's done a great job being vocal, showing he has the ability to lead a group.
Did you sense any nerves from Joel, or he seemed to maybe not find his rhythm this entire game?
Not really. You know, obviously this is his first quote-unquote NBA type game, so obviously there's just going to be some natural jitters, but, you know, he played well. He played hard. You know, he had a couple good looks, but overall, I felt he was fine. You know, he looked over at me and was like, you know, keep going. So as he continued to play, like I told the guys, it's 2 weeks, right? We can't judge the summer based off one game. We have two more games here, two more games in Vegas. And I think as guys continue to play, obviously with Joel, but the rest of the team, I think they'll get their a comfort level will come. And then, you know, obviously they'll start making shots and we'll start playing better.
Last year, Olivier kind of struggled in summer. He looked a lot more comfortable tonight. What did you see from him?
Absolutely the same thing, right? So it's one of those things where he's been here before, right? He knows what to expect. And just like I just mentioned about as they continue to play, that everybody comfort level continue to rise. And, you know, he did well tonight. He did well tonight, made a couple plays, trying to the basket, hit a couple shots, and, you know, he's another guy who's improved.
Should you be seeing more from Tibor than what he gave you tonight?
I thought Tibor was good. You know, I thought he was good. He stepped out into the three, you know, hit a jump shot. You know, he's a guy, he's unique. You know, obviously he's big, but he also has the ability to shoot the basketball. You know, we'll take a look at some things to, you know, try to mix it up to where he can go inside and out. But overall, I felt that he did a good job.
On the defensive end, you referenced how you guys gave up a lot of points in the paint. Is that you guys not kind of knowing each other as a team yet? Is it individual defenders that need to get better? What's going
on? Just a little bit of both. Obviously, you know, it's the first game. Just being in a game situation, obviously, we have breakdown drills that we hit on every day. But now you're going up and down. Now there's, you know, fans in the stands. So, you know, I think defensively we'll make those adjustments. It's just a matter of like, hey, this is why we do it. This is why we want to do it. So I think we'll be able
to give you the Quinn Snyder starting five question. You have so many point guards. Why go with Kraft in the starting lineup?
You know, it's one of those situations. You know, he's been here before. You know, just kind of ease Marcus along a little bit. Marcus did well. Aaron did well. You know, obviously, the experience with Aaron, that's what we felt was best at the time. You know, we'll see what we may do going forward.
Thank you.